Thanks for speaking with Katie and Kay once again. Our topic today is the ballot measures. And I must say, just to start off, that I'm surprised by how many of these ballot measures are managing to get all the signatures they need despite the Raise the Bar amendment requiring 2% of voters in each of the 35 districts to sign on to the ballot measure. Are you surprised by that?
I would say I am. Yes, the point of that ballot measure that voters passed in 2016 was to make it harder for campaigns to get measures onto the ballot to change our Constitution. This year was going to be the year to see how hard that's going to be. And multiple campaigns have been able to clear that bar. Voters in Colorado in this election season in November are going to have to be doing a lot of thinking. They're going to have to look at people running for Congress, running for governor, running for Secretary of State and Attorney General, their House and Senate districts. But not only that, they're going to have, by my latest count, 12 different questions to answer about whether they want to change the Constitution or whether they want to change state laws, everything from slavery to hemp to transportation to education. It runs the gamut.
And some of the ballot measures kind of directly compete with each other. For example, the setback initiative, which was approved by the Secretary of State on Wednesday. If that were to pass, as well as this one that makes it so that property owners can go after the local government for devaluing their property, say if they can no longer sell the mineral rights on that property, those two things combined would be detrimental to Colorado, in my mind.
Those two measures that you just mentioned are probably the most controversial measures that are going to be on the ballot. There was a campaign by the oil and gas industry. They spent a lot of money to try and make sure that that setback measure you talked about, extending the distance between houses and drill rigs from the current state law of 500 feet to 2,500 feet, the oil and gas industry spent a lot of money to try and make sure that measure did not get on the ballot. Secretary of State validated those signatures. So get ready for a massive air war on television and advertising and people knocking on your doors saying, don't vote for this or vote for this. And then there's the competing measure that you talked about that the Municipal League in Colorado, which represents local governments, is raising a lot of alarm bells about, saying that there are just a host of unintended consequences if that passes, that it will make it really hard for local governments to enact local rules and laws for their cities and towns without worrying about paying for a potential lawsuit.
And could you go into a little bit this amendment to the Constitution, which apparently still allows slavery as punishment for a crime if convicted?
Yeah, it was in 2016 that the slavery question appeared on the ballot. It was not passed, and I think folks who put that on the ballot were quite surprised. They thought it was pretty simple, you know, do we really want to have slavery in our Constitution? But voters said afterwards that they just found the language so confusing. So this time, the lawmakers who referred this measure to the ballot, they wrote it in a way that should be very clear. And I want to raise the confusion aspect of this to talk about another ballot measure. The question is going to be whether we should scrap the definition of industrial hemp from Colorado's Constitution. Colorado, I'm told, is the only state that actually has a definition of industrial hemp in its Constitution. This is because when voters legalized marijuana, that was part of the new law, was to put this definition of industrial hemp into the Constitution. If the federal government changes the definition of hemp, but ours in Colorado is still locked in our Constitution, and the federal government makes theirs more relaxed than ours, it will put Colorado at a competitive disadvantage to all the other states, which would be really ironic as the first state that legalized marijuana.
All right. And is there anyone that you particularly want to hit on before we run out of time?
There are going to be two measures to change the Constitution that would alter the way Colorado draws its political boundaries. This campaign is called Fair Maps Colorado. It's a bipartisan coalition. It's got liberals. It's got conservatives. It has, I'm told, every living governor of Colorado behind this. It's so complicated that I hope your listeners go to coloradoindependent.com. The aim of the measure is to give unaffiliated members on a commission that draws the maps more power and take power away from politicians, and to give voters more of a say in how we draw our district lines, and it's basically to end the practice of gerrymandering.
Details about other ballot initiatives, including raising the state income tax to fund public schools, lowering the age requirement for lawmakers, and the transportation initiatives are all online at coloradoindependent.com. Thank you so much, Corey Hutchins, for filling us in once again on our complicated state politics.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.